This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Melbourne's airwaves are changing and you're invited for the ride. Rise up with Ginny and Adam, Joy 94.9.
Joining us on the phone now is the man who needs no introduction because he is always busily sitting behind his New York backdrop. A very good morning, Mr. Banana Man.
Good morning, crew. How are we today?
Oh, we are hot like a sunrise, much like yourself, Banana Man.
Oh, gorgeous.
I'm very excited for your entertainment report this morning because you've got three words which I used to dread hearing, but Lisa Marie Presley... not so dreadful this time because she's coming to Australia and she's got a charity goal behind her tour.
She has, yeah. She's bringing her Storm and Grace World Tour to Australia this year in March. So it's the third album for Lisa Marie Presley. So it's something new and she's going to try and help raise some money for a new charity for World Vision. And she's going to be taking Sydney by storm. 19th of March, she kicks it off over there. Then she heads down to Canberra. And then she's going to be performing at the Arts Centre in Melbourne on the 25th of March. So she's not too far away.
Chris, if you're listening, we want that interview.
Unlike another Lisa, Stansfield, who's got a new album out, Seven, which actually entered the charts at number 13 in the UK. She's the first new material in about 10 years. So... she's also announced a 10-day UK tour for September, so she's going to be performing some new tracks and also those classic hits from, 25 years ago as well.
Oh, can't wait for that one.
Mm.
One thing I'm really excited to hear about is, and I was actually surprised when I read this, when you sent this through to us last night, Adele has given birth. Am I late to the party or something?
Yeah, probably about 2 years behind, Jin. The
last time I saw Adele, right, she was on the Graham Norton show with a huge glass of wine. I'm thinking this lady could never be a mother. But she is a mother. She's procreated.
She is. She's a mum. She's a mum to little boy Angelo, who she gave birth to in October 2012. There you go. I think she's ready to come back. She's planning a 2015 potential tour, and it seems that she's ready to rock and roll. And there's also been a bit of talk of a UK North American tour as well, and also the world tour. We want to see her down here as well, Adele. Third album apparently is earmarked for release at the end of this year in 2014. And look, if you think she hasn't been up to much, it's very true. She hasn't been up to much at all, and she's gathered £30 million in the last year doing nothing.
Hey, Brian, no fat jokes. Come on.
Royalties alone, that was. Adzy?
Seriously thought you were going for the fat angle there. I'm like, Brizy, that's a bit too early. But you actually mean £30 million as in dollars. I'm like, whoa.
A lazy 30 mil. There you go.
I heard that Adele's been spending a lot of time scuba diving. I hear that she likes rolling in the deep.
Oh, dear. Budum. Jim.
Now, tell us a little bit about what's happening with Jimmy Fallon.
Jimmy Fallon debuted on The Tonight Show on Monday night. I got some late news yesterday that he had a massive lineup of stars that debuted for him. Robert De Niro, Will Smith, U2, Lady Gaga, and also Joan Rivers. Absolutely hysterical. Apparently, Joan Rivers banned 25 years ago in 1987 by Johnny Carson from The Late Show. And it made her comeback after 25 years and actually told people that it was about time and that she'd been waiting in a taxi outside NBC with the meter running since 1987.
That's pretty cool.
So, yeah.
I wonder how much her fee is these days, go back 25 years ago.
Well, she's another one getting on. She's 80 years old and still looking as glamorous as ever.
She's like another Cher, really, isn't she?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
All or nothing with that lady. And finally, right. What's happening with the Culture Club? Give us the goss on that.
Yeah, Culture Club. Boy George, look, wasn't ready to make a comeback in 2011 because he just wasn't ready for it. But it's been about 9 years since they last got together, and he's got the best of the band together, and they're putting together their first album since 1999. And he appeared on LA's The Talk on Monday, saying they've started writing in London, and that the band will be taking their show on the road in the next year. So I think 80s fans were about to see a major Culture Club revival.
Wow, there you go. Mm. It's all happening at the Aussie Word. If you want to find out all the information on everything Brian's just updated us on, check out theaussieword.com. Mr. Brian Peel, thank you very much for joining us this morning again.
You're very welcome. Thank you very much.
Oh, Brizy, before we let you go, can I ask you, have you got a tattoo?
I don't have a tattoo, no.
If you would, like, I can't ask you the next question is, have you ever got a tattoo that you regretted because you don't have a tattoo? Hey, you haven't got a tattoo! But have you known anyone who's got a tattoo that they've regretted getting it?
I have, actually. I've known someone that actually had a picture of a little green fairy with a lawnmower. And it was in a place that you don't want to know where.
But fairies carry lawnmowers since when? How random. What apparatus?
Very random. And, yes, it's not very nice at all. And I don't think it's gone away.
Oh, dear.
Dear me.
Thank you, Bryzy.
Melbourne's Rising Up with Ginny and Adam. Ginny and Adam. Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.